Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week and episode 275 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're doing well. Let's kick this off with a great question from Kevin. But before we get to that, of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com, the premier website for learning all types of things from over 3,000 different courses on web topics like web development, photography, visual design, business, and even software products like Excel, WordPress, Photoshop. I mean, these are not just your typical YouTube courses, which, you know, YouTube is fine, but these are professionally shot in-studio courses at lynda.com headquarters, and they come with worksheets and certificates sometimes. And, you know, if you want to impress your boss or if you want to work on your own and improve your skills, lynda.com is the place to go. If you go to lynda.com, that's lynda.com/askpat, you can sign up for your 10-day all-access free trial for 10 days, lynda.com/askpat. Go ahead and check it out. All right, now let's get to today's question from Kevin.
Hey, Pat. This is Kevin here over at kevinburke2.com. Longtime listener. Haven't really been that engaged, but I have read your stuff for years. I've decided to dive in and start a couple of what I'll call niche sites, and I'm going to track the progress of those at my personal blog, kevinburke2.com. My question is, how soon should I start sharing on social media? My concern is that someone will click on my link or my post only to find a newer site with little content and then may not return. Thanks again. Look forward to hearing the answer. Keep on what you're doing. It's great, and I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, Kevin, what's up? Thank you so much for the question and also all of your kind words. I'm so glad that you're a listener, and just I appreciate that so much. And I know there's a lot of longtime listeners, no-time commenters or callers out there, and I appreciate all of you. I mean, seriously, it doesn't matter if you call in, but Kevin, you called in today with a great question. How soon should you start using social media, whether you have a niche site or a blog or an authority site you're trying to build? Is it ever too early? Here's my thought. I think it's too early to launch. I think when you launch a website, if you do it correctly, and I'll tell you more about that in a second, if you launch a website in the correct manner, that's at a point at which you should be comfortable using social media. Obviously, if you launch a website and maybe there's only one post, if you have social media and like you said, people click over to your site, they're going to see there's not much meat there. They're not going to be interested. And you don't want to lose that potential lead or subscriber or follower or reader or viewer. When you launch a website, to properly do it, and I recommend you all go out there and go to Google right now and look up how to launch a website with a bang. I think that would get you to my article on Smart Passive Income on how to launch a website with a bang. And that is an article completely in depth about how to launch a website for a potential audience where you would have readers and visitors on that first day. And I used this strategy myself when I launched foodtrucker.com. foodtruckr.com is the URL. And on that first day, we had hundreds of visits and already over 250 subscribers, which is pretty cool. And so I recommend checking that out. And essentially what that is, and this was a strategy adopted by Corbett Barr over at Fizzle.co back when he had thinktraffic.net. He talked about this strategy, and he even launched his websites with this strategy. You want to make sure that when you launch, you know, you're building buzz and building hype and all that stuff. But also, and you know, the funny thing is you can build buzz and build hype, and you can have a social media account then. You don't even need a website to build your social following. I think the idea behind social media is to build relationships and make connections and provide value on those social media platforms. Of course, people are going to be interested in what you have, but maybe you don't even link to what you have until you feel it's ready. And then when you launch with not just one post, but several, five, maybe even more, so that when people come to your site, and hopefully you would be promoting one or two of those articles heavily, they're going to come to your site and they're going to see all the other articles you have to offer and just see that, you know, even though there's just a handful of articles there, it's already filled out and you're not embarrassed by it, and you are more than happy to have people come over from Twitter or Facebook or wherever you have shops set up on social media. Now, speaking of Twitter, in the beginning, I think it's really important just to pick one platform and go with that. That's a big tip I have for you. And I know I'm everywhere, right? I'm on a lot of different social media platforms. I'm on a lot of different content type platforms like podcasts, blogs, and videos. But you got to pick one and go with it. Focus on it and don't spread yourself too thin. And for social media, I think Twitter is definitely the answer. It's the quickest and easiest to set up. It's only limited to 140 characters per post, and it's really easy to build a relationship with people. And again, it's limited to how much you can say, so you're going to save time and be able to build relationships with more people and get more traffic coming to your site sooner. Then once you sort of get to a good level there, you can move over to Facebook, or depending on your niche, go to LinkedIn or Google+. Again, making sure you are where your target audience is at. So it's going to take a little bit of research. But no matter what niche you're in, I think Twitter is definitely the one to start out with. We've heard time and time again on the Smart Passive Income podcast from people getting their start on Twitter with a blog and then going from there. Now, the final thing I want to say is something you could do specifically from social media that I know a lot of people do, whether they're just starting out or they've even been doing this for a while, is their link in their profile on their social media accounts don't link to the homepage. Rather, they link to a special landing page on your website, a landing page specific for people coming from Twitter, a landing page specific for people coming from Facebook. And on that page, you would say, hello, Twitter followers, or you know, you'd make that connection there so people stick around and read on, and then you tell them what you have to provide for them, and then you can get them to subscribe to your list. And then at that time, you can have a lead magnet, some type of ebook or PDF resource of tool, something short and sweet to get people to sort of, you know, some incentive to subscribe. And then you can offer some links to other posts that you've written or connecting to other social media profiles. Again, if you're just starting out, you just have that one. But you don't have to worry if people are coming to a landing page, and that ebook or that offer that you have to share, it doesn't matter if you even have one post. The fact that you have this thing beyond a blog post that people can download just gives you a little bit more authority and a little bit more room to ask permission for people's email addresses so you can start building that subscriber base. Whew. So Kevin, I hope that helps answer your question. You might need to listen to this again because that was sort of a lot in a short period of time. But hopefully that was helpful to you and everybody else out there listening. If you have something to add or even just a comment about this particular episode, use the hashtag AskPat275 for this episode on Twitter. We could talk about it. We can continue this conversation. I was going to say offline, but it's still online, off the show, but online at Twitter. Again, hashtag AskPat275. And also, before I move on and finish up with this episode, I want to thank everybody out there who supported SPI TV, which recently launched. I had to take a moment just to say thank you. SPI TV, which was a brand new TV show that came out on YouTube and as a iTunes video podcast on iTunes, it actually got to the number one video podcast in the entire US iTunes store. Number one in the whole through all categories. Super cool. Thank you guys so much for that. If you want to check more of that out, you can go to watchspi.tv. Now, Kevin, going back to you, thank you again for the question. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on this podcast, where you can hear your own voice and then have my answer follow you, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and check it out. There you can also see all the other content for Ask Pat, and I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is linked to on there as well at askpat.com. But today's sponsor is lynda.com. That's lynda.com. You can go to lynda.com/askpat and get access to all of their courses for 10 days for free. Seriously, this is such an incredible deal. 10 days for free. And if you don't like it, then that's it. You don't need to do anything. But if you love it, you're going to find yourself just learning so much like I am. And there are so many courses out there on Lynda, specifically on Photoshop, which I'm still getting into. I love doing some Photoshop stuff on the side, especially with my family, and learning how to use things like Lightroom and all these other things to help me with my personal photography. And I'm also learning a little bit about shooting videos and stuff too, although now I have a videographer to help with that. But all this to say, there's a ton of content on there. You got to check it out. lynda.com/askpat. 10 days for free. Check it out. Thank you again for listening to the show. I appreciate you. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from George A. Dorsey. He says, "The more you use your brain, the more brain you will have to use." Boom. Boom was me, not George. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.